I truly believe with all of my heart that the grace of God precedes our faith in God. God's mercy enables and allows us to have faith. We do not initiate our salvation by believing. God initiates it. Our eternal salvation is secure by God's grace alone, by faith alone, in Christ alone, according to Scripture alone, for the glory of God alone. But does it end there for you? Is your faith merely a truth of doctrine or truth of experience? Well, it's both. But for many of us, our salvation is more about doctrine than experience. If this is true for you, I pray this meditation from Jude 20 will help you experience the presence of the Holy Spirit. That you will encounter the Holy Spirit as real and abiding with every breath you take beyond just the initial moment of your conversion. That you will be baptized in the pneuma, the Holy Spirit, the very breath of God. So to begin, whether at first or last light, allow the next 15 minutes to be a holy retreat to soak in the presence of the Holy Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. A holy moment, if you will, to encounter the life-changing experience of being breathed on by the breath of God. So allow your eyes to close now, and if possible, try resting your hands open in your lap to receive. Expect to receive with great anticipation, and settle now into wherever you are, turning inward and centering on the holy presence of God. Continue by listening to this responsive reading from Romans chapter 8, and as I lead us, respond, Holy Spirit, come. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of His Word. The Spirit comes to us and helps us in our weakness. So, Holy Spirit, come. When you do not know what prayer to offer or how to offer it as you should, the Spirit Himself knows. So, Holy Spirit, come. The Spirit Himself knows your need and at the right time intercedes on your behalf with sighs and groanings too deep for words. So, Holy Spirit, come. Let this time of stillness continue as you spend a few more moments now being mindful of the Holy Spirit at work in and through you. By God's grace, the Spirit of God is present. So encounter His peace. And now surrender yourself, starting with your feet and your legs, even your hands and your arms. Note the feelings in your abdomen and your chest, your neck and your head. Scan your body up and down and take note of your mind as you note how the Holy Spirit has transformed you. Continues to transform you. note the presence of the breath of God as you whisper, "Holy Spirit, come." By God's grace, through faith in Christ, your eternity is secure, but eternity begins now. So center on the Holy Spirit transforming every beat of your heart. Where do you hear the Spirit right now? How are you experiencing the Spirit? Well, center and focus there. Your mind will drift. That's to be expected. Certainly don't condemn yourself for that, but rather celebrate your wandering thoughts as the Holy Spirit transforming your mind. Where is the Holy Spirit leading you right now? Whisper, "Holy Spirit, come." Allow the presence of the Holy Spirit to become your centering prayer. Center too on your breathing. Take several belly breaths in through your nose. Hold it for a moment, and then slowly release it through your mouth. Don't try to control the pace, but rather just notice it. Don't try to control the depth of your breath. Just simply notice the depth. Be mindful of each unique breath. And let each breath remind you of the pneuma, the breath of God. Each breath centering you on the presence of the Holy Spirit. Even as you center on your breathing, you may still notice your mind drift. Allow it to drift as you center back on your breathing and whispering the words, "Holy Spirit, come." For this next minute, be mindful of your breathing and soaking in the presence of the Holy Spirit's transforming work in and around you. Now encounter the Holy Spirit even closer as you listen to this passage, the first of three readings from Jude 20. I'll begin in the New International Reader's Version. "But you, dear friends, build yourselves up in your most holy faith, and let the Holy Spirit guide and help you when you pray. What from the reading gave you the most joy?" Well, listen once more from God's holy word. "But you, dear friends, build yourselves up in your most holy faith. Let the Holy Spirit guide and help you when you pray." What emotions rose to the surface? which words still ring in your heart. We'll allow this next minute to be a time to be guided and helped by the Holy Spirit dwelling within you. Listen once more, but consider it now from the Christian Standard Bible. But you, dear friends, as you build yourselves up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting expectantly for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ for eternal life, and have mercy on those who waver. Save others by snatching them from the fire, and have mercy on others, but with fear, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. What did you experience of the Holy Spirit in this passage? We'll take this next minute to pray in the Spirit. Wait here in prayer, expecting the mercy of God to reveal His Spirit to you now. In this third reading, let the words guide you to deeper reflection as you listen now from the English Standard Version. But you, beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. And have mercy on those who doubt. Save others by snatching them out of the fire, and to others show mercy with fear, hating even the garments stained by the flesh. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What did you hear the Holy Spirit whispering to you? We'll spend another moment now in solitude, surrendering to the love, the guidance, and the conviction of the Holy Spirit. Spring, Holy Spirit, come. while resting in imaginative contemplation. I want you to watch as the fog lifts from your eyes to see the temple of God, the residence of the Holy Spirit, and it resides within you. The word within is a preposition that means inside. So listen now to other prepositions and let each become a prayer for you to accept the permanent presence of the Holy Spirit within you, residing in the temple within you. Walk into the temple within. Lean against it. Walk through it. Over it. Under it. Across it. Around the temple. Behind it. Above it. Now linger within it. Take a minute to contemplate the presence of God and be reminded of the permanent residence of the Holy Spirit within you. Pause or come back later if you need more time. God is in no rush, nor should you be. Return once more to your breathing, a whispered breath of meditation, Holy Spirit, come. And consider for a moment who in your life is living apart from the Spirit of God. Someone who may have forgotten how close God is in their life. Consider how you can help guide someone back to the Holy Spirit within them. How can you be a tour guide for someone's soul and walk them back into the permanent residence of the Spirit within them? How can you help them pray? Now please accept this closing benediction to build yourself up in your most holy faith, and let the Holy Spirit guide and help you when you pray. May you know the love of Christ, be aware of the Holy Spirit, and be transformed by the breath of God. Father God, by your mercy, hear this prayer in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.